Good morning. It's 18th of May. Our first reading today is Joshua chapter 2, and our New Testament reading is 1 Thessalonians 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you from two books this morning. The first passage is from Brother Roy Standeven's book on Joshua, I Will Be With You, and the second is from Brother John Marshall's book, The New Life. First, from Brother Standeven. Rahab appears in the letter to the Hebrews among the great examples of faith, and, side by side with this, through the Epistle of James, as one who was the epitome of practical living in response to God. So in Hebrews 11 we read, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And from James, in the same way, was not Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did, when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? Rahab's reasoning was based on the mighty acts of God. Moses had tried to persuade Israel that the Lord your God, he is God, from the same argument. They had seen these great works and yet had hesitated. Rahab had heard and believed. The same message is given to us. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. Those words were spoken not only to one who had hesitated in doubt on the brink of unbelief about the resurrection of Jesus, but to us all. Rahab saw evidence in the circumstance, had faith and acted accordingly, whereas her countrymen, hearing the same things, were fearful. Thomas came by faith from procrastination to adoration. We too must see each day's events as opportunities for faith to work. None of the challenges that enter our lives from day to day must be allowed to divert us from the long-term goal that the promises of God have given us. Many unexpected things arise from this story, but high on the list must be the fact that God uses such unlikely people to fulfil his work. We can easily fall into the trap of judging by appearances and prejudice. We might even feel uncomfortable about fellowship with those to whom God has obviously forgiven much. Why is it that the greatness of God's grace makes some individuals who strive so hard in word and effort to preach the gospel uncomfortable when they succeed? What we ought rather to tell ourselves daily is, thank God for the vastness of his grace, because otherwise we would not be related to the great things to come. And now from Brother Marshall. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are alive, that are left, shall together with them be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. This will be an awesome event, greater than any in the history of the world thus far, for it will lead to the manifestation of the sons of God, a moment for which the whole creation waits. If we do not prepare for it now, we shall be given no time for it then, because we shall be caught up, or literally snatched away by force. It will happen during the day or night, depending on which part of the world we live in. We may be at work or play. We may be found in a situation or place in which we would prefer not to have been discovered. But in a second, with no opportunity for protest or objection, whether we are enthusiastic or lukewarm, hard working in Christ's service or have left the truth, we shall find ourselves in the grip of a power which is beyond our mortal knowledge. Great things to come indeed. Thank you for listening.